mid-July bonanza of things that you can enjoy to inspire your art and creativity. Having a wander up Camden High Street yesterday in the hottest day so far this year made me realise just how much art is on my doorstep, and also the opportunities to just wake up, start something, get it out there and see it on stage or in a gallery or published, whatever your particular style of creativity is. Then I got a real big inspiration as to what you can do to put it out there. So I picked up, just released, hot off the press and smelling really fresh inside the Oxford Arms, a wonderful pub on Camden High Street, the Camden Fringe programme. Tickets start from just £5, which itself just shows making art inclusive is going to be a great way to connect you to your ideal audience and to new people trying out your stuff. So if you're in London between the 30th of July and the 26th of August, this is for you. And all of the venues around Camden are really starting to become alive with this event. So I was at the Oxford Arms, a great pub which has the Etc. Theatre just above. And then walking along the road, I hit Camden People's Theatre on the Hampstead Road. That has Misanthrope performing at the moment by Exchange Theatre, a wonderful French and English company that just so supportive of New Work, as well as putting on their own amazing stylish shows. If you like comedy, then the Bill Murray at the Queen's Head Street and the Camden Comedy Club upstairs at the Camden Head, all pretty much on the same street, are going to serve you well. If you like drama, then upstairs at the Gatehouse, Highgate Village and Hen and Chickens on St Paul's Road, and the Albany, Great Portland Street and the Lion and Unicorn on Gaysford Street, as well as the Cockpit Theatre, which is another well-known theatre, on Gatefourth Street, then all of these people are for you. So you really wouldn't have to go too far from Camden Tube, Camden Town Tube, to see all of these things. And this is what really hit me yesterday, just what a great community a fringe can bring together in its neighbourhood. So the other thing that I was considering is that to put on a lot of fringe work, you often have to have a day job. And doing some flyering really inspired me to think about the fact that there are a lot of people that have incredibly successful careers that still have a day job. They might keep it quiet, they might use slightly different names, but they do freelance. People work as ghostwriters, there are people working in admin departments of theatres, bookshops, even front of house, that actually do have pretty amazing artistic careers. And I find this, to start with, I find it a little bit sad, because I thought, well, you know, if you're at the top of your career, shouldn't that be okay? You can just do that. But on the other hand, I've realised that it's deeply inspiring, because it's telling me that, you know, okay, it's okay to have a day job, but also that it's not just about choosing work for the money. So perhaps people have turned down pretty high paychecks for work and thought, no, that's not for me, and I will make my money doing something else, and I will keep this artistic, creative, expressive career for expressing just what I want, and then that will keep it fresh. That was my take on it, and that's what I'm offering to you as today's little podcast inspiration. And having a flick through the Camden Fringe, it does show that people have stuck to their guns and they are sticking to performing work that really does inspire. And the pictures just start me off. Performed 20th to the 23rd of August in Etc. Theatres, Into the Deep, Popcorn Productions. A fishing family are held back by poverty and international struggle. A stoic father attempts to balance the dreams of his children with the reality of their family life in a village in Cornwall. And having been to St. Ives, I can really relate to how that story must have been. I remember seeing fishermen repairing their nets and just saying how it just got harder and harder every year. So that's Into the Deep by Popcorn Productions. And then at the Lion and Unicorn, towards the end of August, 19th to 23rd, Vanessa, is anything more important than family? Vanessa is a middle-aged black woman on her way to her son's wedding, a wedding to a middle-class white man she barely knows. The day will cause her to challenge what she believes and will bring her to a crossroads. Her son and grandma help her tell the story in this rich, moving solo show about families. That sounds really evocative and deep. And at the Cockpit, Floating Citizens, based on stories collated by migrating Chinese artists. Floating Citizens is a devised performance that probes into our struggle for autonomy, during turning point events and the conditions of supermodernity. Our displaced bodies are no longer entirely controlled by us as places overwhelm our environment. That sounds a really kind of interesting way that they've used devised theatre to tell a very deep and sort of multi-generational story. And I think devised theatre can be really useful in simplifying, but also making deep stories very, very accessible. So that's something I definitely look out for. And so my other pick, Fermage à Toi, at the Camden People's Theatre on the 19th and 26th of August. Fermage à Toi is a trilogy of stories told by women central to them as they battle their demons and the consequences of their situations. This is charming, dark, and sometimes hilarious, illustrating the incredible strength needed to meet life and the challenges. So that's a really great way of inspiring us, the audience, to use, I guess, our truth in creating something real for the stage. And I guess going into the personal stories of ourselves is where we'll actually find an awful lot of strong stories that can connect via art. And I mean, for me personally, some of my favourite artists like Tracy Emin, Tacita Dean, who's got a show at the Royal Academy right now, and I guess Damien Hirst to an extent as well, they use so much of their own truth, their own story. You couldn't separate the two, and I find that really powerful. So that's my second insight for us to have a think of, or at least I offer to you for the week ahead. So wherever you're up to, if you're in the UK, we're in the middle of the hottest day. It's incredible, isn't it? So if you can make Camden Fringe, then I would love to see you. My show is performing on July the 30th at 12:30 upstairs at the Oxford Arms, which is an amazingly friendly, lovely, welcoming pub that I spent all day at yesterday making new friends. So that's upstairs there at the Etc. Theatre at 12:30 July the 30th. That's time for tea, and we're rehearsing that again tomorrow. So I hope that's been interesting, and I'd love to hear what you're up to, what you're creating, what's going on for you. And whatever it is, I hope you're going from strength to strength. If you've enjoyed this, do click like, do leave me a comment, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Have a great week.